USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mary Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown," end quote. A veteran trooper with the Washington State Patrol died in an avalanche on Monday. Steve Houle, a 28-year veteran of the force, was snowmobiling with another man when the avalanche struck in the French Cabin Creek area 40 miles east of Seattle. Deadly avalanches have been common this season in the United States. Just this week, 15 people across the country were killed by natural disasters, the most in a 7-day span since 1910. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
House impeachment managers and President Trump's defense team both plan to rely heavily on video during the former president's trial starting today. With Valentine's Day coming up this Sunday, chances are your sweetie will be spending less this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than the spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New deportation rules by the Biden administration will be more of a welcome mat than a deterrent toward illegal immigration. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents this week, revising how they handle arrests in a move that's expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after President Biden's executive order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seeing concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. Mm-hmm. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
ICE deported about 186,000 people from the United States in 2020. That was down 30% over the previous year and the lowest number in more than a decade. In a continuation to further divide the makeup of American government, the U.S. Department of Justice, as soon as Tuesday, is expected to ask 56 attorneys appointed by former President Trump to submit their resignations. USA Radio News.